Welcome back to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. John Common has been a fixture on the Denver music scene for more than a decade. He first led the alt-country band Rainville, then broke off on a solo career and took on more of a rock edge. But by 2007, he was burned out and wondering if he wanted to keep making music. It was during a month-long trip to Prague that he found a new sound, which he developed with a new band called Blinding Flashes of Light.
I am down. A hole, lost my way, lost control.
The band's first album, Beautiful Empty, just went national, and John Common joined us to talk about it. John, thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you.
Why Prague?
Oh, geez. Well, there's the short answer, which is I have a friend who's from there.
Okay.
And she said, you should go to Prague.
Well, that means free place to stay.
Well, that's one way to put it. but the longer answer is, I mean, it's Prague. Come on. Everyone should go to Prague. It's like a 1,000-year-old city. And I was told when I was there that it's the Paris of Eastern Europe. I don't know what exactly.
I think a lot of people feel that when they go there. And were you looking to escape from music or to be influenced by different kinds of music while you were there?
Travel for me, like probably for everybody, but it's a good way to clear your head. And I needed a good head clearing at that point in my life. I thought I'd go, you know, disappear into some place I've never been, don't know the language, don't know the culture, never been there before. And I literally just kind of wandered around the city for about a month.
And was it head clearing?
Yeah, it was. I went over there with this kind of question in my head, which was, do I want to keep making music at all? And if I do, what kind of music would I want to make? And I came back with an answer, and it was Beautiful Empty. That's what it turned into.
Is there a song that is particularly influenced by Prague, do you think?
You know, I wish there was a nice, neat answer for that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not the kind of writer that...
It's not that literal.
Yeah. You know, it sounded like I went to the store and came back home and wrote a song called Store. That's not normally how it works. But I think when I think about Prague, one of the things I do think about is there's an old kind of orchestral theme that runs through Beautiful Empty with the way we use strings and the way we use space.
So the next time...
Before this, your sound was more electric.
Yeah.
Harder, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, harder. I think it was more of a kind of an indie rock project, the last couple of records. And we still have a lot of that sensibility to our band, you know, whatever the heck indie rock means. But, you know, in terms of guitar-driven arrangements and, you know, songs that are trying to do something a little different than the standard pop formula, that's what I mean. But those early records were definitely guitar-driven records. And that's been my main instrument my whole life, is standing on stages, holding electric guitars, and playing through really loud tube amps. And when I put down my main instrument that I felt entirely comfortable with, what it did was it forced me to think about my music entirely in a new way. And also, where there would be places in songs where you would normally maybe put a guitar solo, you know, I would think to myself, does the world really need another electric guitar solo? I think the answer, well, maybe it does, but not from me. I don't think they needed one from me. And so with Beautiful Empty, instead of kind of a standard kind of approach where you'd stick a guitar solo, we would say, well, what can the entire band do, like a conversation together that builds power in a different way, with cello, with glockenspiel, with all these different interlocking parts?
Thank you. promises, wishes, promises, prayers.
For this record, you assembled a new band. Why not just continue as a solo act with, like, a backing band?
Yeah, first of all, I don't really even like the idea of a backing band. I need and want to collaborate, like, directly with people, and I've always been that way. But the reason I put together a new band for this is that I really wanted it to be different, you know, and I think one of the proven good ways to put yourself into a new situation is to play with new people, because they bring their own set of experiences and their own ideas and their own biases and their own strengths to the project. And the band that I play with they're just literally, I think, some of the most talented people certainly I've ever played with, but they're some of the most talented people in Colorado indie music.
Let's talk about one of them in particular.
Sure.
Jess DeNicola?
DeNicola.
Jess DeNicola.
Yeah.
And she does harmony, right?
Yeah. She sings with me in the band. Jess is... what do you say about Jess? She is just a remarkable singer and remarkable person, actually. But the first time I met Jess at a gig that I played, it was over 2 years ago now. And I heard her voice and I just thought, wow, I think she's the female voice I've been looking for like 15 years. No kidding. I've been wanting to find a female singer that I could collaborate with forever. And it never made sense until Jess and I started singing together.
Does it make
The thing about Jess's voice is she uses it like an instrument, and you can hear it all over the record where there are times when she might be singing an actual word or she might be singing a sound, and we use her voice like a string part sometimes, or like almost like a horn part. She has this uncanny ability of singing the right thing at the right moment.
Well, speak up.
Speak up to me.
Hold on.
Hold on to me.
Walk away and leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and our guest is Denver singer-songwriter John Common. He and his band Blinding Flashes of Light just released their first CD, Beautiful Empty, nationally. The layout of this CD is really interesting. It's broken up into two groups of songs with an intermission in the middle.
Right.
It's kind of like that orchestra rehearsing sound.
Right.
What's the deal here?
Well, this is an actual record. It's not just a random collection of singles or, you know, one or two songs and then filler. We really wanted to make this a unified record. And I like the idea of a side one and then a side two with an intermission. It's like a play. You know, you sit down, you absorb the first act, and then go pay too much for a glass of Chardonnay, think about it, and come back for the second act.
This is really the national release of a CD that you came out with. How long has it been? Again, last year, right?
Yeah. We released it locally and kept recording songs. And so what we decided to do when we found out that the record really seemed to be connecting with people and we got a distribution deal and essentially kind of an indie version of a record deal, we took that opportunity to put some new songs on Beautiful Empty, and then we took a couple songs off and added it to some other new songs and made that an EP. And so what we have is Beautiful Empty now is a 10-song record, and we're also simultaneously putting out a 5-song EP that people can get for free if they buy the record from us or if they buy it from any one of these independent record stores across the country. We really love supporting and want to support that. So,
let's listen to one of the newly added tracks to the national release. If you want to pick one?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a love song. I'm doing air quotes right now. There's a love song called Go to Hell With Me about kind of the darker side, the darker truth of love.
I might even steal your shadow when there's nothing left to sell. Girl, you love a criminal who wants to go to hell. Let me tell you, most people are born as beautiful places. But on the day I was torn from my mom, it was already too late.
I'm hearing Tom Waits there. So, or, well, I'm hearing some of him. It's you.
Oh, no, you can say... I'm an unabashed Tom Waits fan.
Okay.
And if someone says that something I do sounds like Tom Waits, I take it as a very big compliment. And you're right. Yeah, that is kind of paying homage to Tom in that song.
Consciously?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say consciously.
Okay.
I don't do that to very many artists. There aren't too many artists that... I like Tom Waits. He's just an amazing writer. And then his voice is so wrong and so right. I just love it.
What does it look like when you write a song?
You know, I try to write every day. And, you know, different songwriters have their own processes, I think, that work for them. But for me, what works is I'm not very good at writing one song at a time. Maybe I've got ADHD or something, but... at any given moment, I'm working on like 15 or 20 songs. And with songwriting, you inevitably hit a sticking point or a barrier. And whenever I do that, I just sort of pick up a new song and keep working on it. Because what I don't like is songs that get too brainy or too clever, or you can almost hear the songwriter thinking too much, if that makes any sense.
You see the hamster
in
the wheel.
You can see the brush strokes. I just don't want to do that. So I try to keep it as emotional and kind of organic as possible.
Love is creepy. Love is dark. Love is scary, 'cause love's a shark. It's gonna eat you, take you to the bottom of a deep dark hole. But it's the thing you need. You know you wanna bleed. Baby loves a show.
I'd like to wrap up with a song called Same Scar,
mm-hmm.
in which the word coincidence is repeated mm-hmm. and repeated. And it got me thinking, you produce this CD locally. It gets picked up nationally, and I wonder if coincidence, you think, has anything to do with it? Hard work, luck?
Yeah, you know, I think there are a lot of really amazing writers and amazing bands out there that very likely will never get a chance to have a national audience, and I think there is a lot of luck, and I feel really fortunate that we're given this chance, but... yeah, I think a lot of people work hard in the indie, not just indie music, independent art of all kinds, you know. And we're just really happy to be doing what we do.
Get ready. Don't be there. I know where you've been. I know where you are. Get ready. Don't be there. I've got the same scar.
John Common, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
John Common and his band Blinding Flashes of Light are releasing their first album, Nationwide. It's called Beautiful Empty.